Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking off the third hour of the program here. Phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We actually still have David. For those of you who are just, if you were listening in the last hour, you heard David from Tennessee call in. We've been, throughout the whole show tonight, having a singular focus, basically, looking at the situation in Texas and how the police there did absolutely nothing for a total of about 90 minutes. And then finally, and the reports are now coming in, by the way, that the Customs and Border Patrol agents who finally did take down the shooter did it without permission from the police chief who was, quote-unquote, in charge there. They were frustrated, apparently, with having to wait around, and so they went ahead and just did it. That's what I saw in one headline recently. But again, it took 90 minutes for that to happen anyway. And the point that we made...
But at least there were some actual men there who showed up and did something right, regardless of what the police had to say about it.
But what led to was a larger point that we have to keep making for people out there, because a lot of people believe this is, some sort of freak occurrence that the police, the thin blue line, they didn't do something. They held back. Well, no. If you look at pretty much every one of these situations, whether it be Columbine, where they waited 2 hours outside and hid before they finally went in an hour after the shooters there had killed themselves, or whether it be at Parkland in Florida, there have been a myriad of examples of this where the police are more concerned for officer safety than they are for the safety of the actual victims of these situations. And we gave multiple examples in multiple court cases over time, going back as far back as 1975 with the Warren versus District of Columbia case, where the Supreme Court and other courts across the United States have made it crystal clear that police at no level have any obligation to protect you. And that led to David calling in from Tennessee, where, David, you did mention briefly that you had some sort of past action as a police officer or a law enforcement officer, but I didn't ask you for specifics. I am curious, for whom did you work? You don't have to say which department, but, you know, what level were you, a county sheriff's deputy or a local cop?
No, it's a police department, finished in administration. But I was going to add something about the Uvalde thing just to, you know, for your listeners. From what it's coming out, I don't think it's too early to make a comment on it. Either the guys down there have a great lack of training, bad training, or bad leadership at the scene. I did that job for 28 years. 11 years I was on a special response, special operations team. I attended military special operations schools, many police department special operations schools, all our active shooter training that we went through constantly over and over, especially involving a school. There was no stand and wait. There was no wait for reinforcements. There was no, you know, prepare yourself. It was out of the car into the school. So the training they got was severely lacking, or really bad leadership. But just that's not everywhere. That's not how training should be. That's not how it's taught now. That's not how it was taught 20 years ago when I started doing it. So I don't know what was going on down there. And I'm sorry for it, and it breaks my heart to be in that job and see that happen, because there's no way in hell if I would have been by myself at that school. I was in the door. I was the killed guy. I was always the first guy in the door. That's just the breaks, and that's just the way it went, and I was glad to be that guy. And I'm sorry for those families. And it breaks my heart, but I just want your listeners to know there's police out there that give a damn. I'm one of them. And that's not going to happen everywhere. It never should have happened there. But people in that area, people in your towns, get involved. Find out what kind of training they're going through. Make sure that you keep you your hands and eyes on people that have responsibility over your lives. Don't sit on your ass.
But they don't.
And do nothing.
That's the thing.
Too many people sit on their ass and don't get involved, and that's all I'm saying. I don't want to argue with you guys. Everybody's got a right to their opinion. I understand. I'm a liberal-minded policeman. I was a badass policeman, but I love people. You know, that doesn't say that I'm closed-minded. What I'm telling you people is you don't sit, let other people run your lives. If you're not happy the way it is, get off your ass, put down the control of the video machine, turn off the TV, get out of the bar, and go do something.
David, let me give you an example. I get where you're coming from. I understand what you're saying, but you're talking to two individuals. I realize you're talking to the audience, but you're talking to two individuals in the studio who have gotten involved. Not only have we run for office, we've gone to plenty of city council meetings. We, in fact, were involved when the police, back in 2012 here in Keene, New Hampshire, 2011 I think it was, were trying to get what they call a Bearcat, which is essentially an armored personnel carrier. Many police have received around the country. They were given to them by the federal government, and they are used by the federal government. In the case of the Bearcat, they actually weren't surplus. They're brand new, purchased from their
creator. Well, ours was used.
Lenko.
We always got used stuff we had to constantly fix, but I got you. Go ahead.
This one was brand new. $280,000 came from the manufacturer directly. But the point I'm trying to tell you about here is when the city council of Keene, New Hampshire, announced that they were looking at getting this machine, a huge outcry from the people of this the town came out about this. And when I say huge, I'm not exaggerating here. It was 90%, according to one of the city councilors, as far as the calls and the emails and the contacts on the street that this city councilor received in regards to the people's opposition to receiving this weapon, to receiving this tank. And it was both people on the right and people on the left and people with no party affiliation who came out. They packed the city council meeting. They packed it so hard they had to shut down. They had to have the fire marshal on the first floor of the city council building, keeping people out of the second floor because there were too many people in the meeting. They couldn't allow legally another person to go in. So you had to wait. If you were downstairs, you had to wait till somebody came down. They just, you know, happened to leave. Then they'd let you up. That was how busy it was. That was how packed it was. Despite the fact that 90% of the people were contacting these city councilors against it, despite the fact that the room was packed full of people, and the only people who spoke in favor of the Bearcat were active duty and retired cops, despite all of that, the city council voted, I believe it was 13-3, if I recall correctly, 13-3 or 12-3, mm-hmm. in favor of receiving this tank.
And so, in favor of our paying for it
year. So it didn't matter, David, all of the action that you called for, all of the people getting involved, all the people, and the super, super majority. This wasn't some little slice of Keene, the activist. No, this was the average person in Keene who came out, signed petitions, came to the meeting and spoke out, and the police got what they wanted.
So let me describe.
Did these people get reelected?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Well, now, okay, I understand your anger, but whose fault is that? They got
it doesn't matter because they're all bad.
It's the fault of the design of the system, okay? The system is designed in such a way, okay, that it puts people in charge, it puts the government in charge of everything. So maybe you have somebody in government who you agree with 40% of the time, and somebody else you agree with 30% of the time. Those are your choices. So you vote for the guy who you agree with 40% of the time, and that means that 60% of the time you're voting for what you don't want. So here's my proposal for a better system. Instead of having one government, okay, we should have many different security agencies, and each individual should be responsible for choosing their own security provider. And they should pay that security provider at a mutually agreeable rate. And if they want to defend themselves, that's great. They can do that, and instead of paying somebody, they can just buy guns and whatever else they need. But nobody should be forced to pay for a system that doesn't work for them.
Thank you.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And you cannot fix a system that is designed in a way that prevents any kind of real reform.
And the problem with the system is too many words. I was thinking this when I was outside. Too many words. They didn't stop talking when they should have stopped talking. For example, they said, no taxation without representation. They should have just said, no taxation.
Yeah.
First Amendment. Congress shall pass no law abridging the freedom of speech, blah, 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 blah. They could have been much briefer. Congress shall pass no law. That's all they needed. That's all they needed. And as a matter of fact, at that point, you don't need a Congress.
That's right.
They could just go home. You find somebody else to bother them.
They would have just changed the words. They wouldn't have called it law. They called it something else.
But you know, the reality is there is nothing in life that is one size fits all. There's no company in the world that provides a service that everybody likes, you know? And normally that's okay.
Because you're not forced to pay for it.
Yeah, if McDonald's provides food that you don't want to eat, you don't have to pay McDonald's.
That's right.
You can go pay somebody who provides something you want. If Netflix doesn't provide the kind of entertainment that you like, and I don't want to pick on Netflix because I love the letter they sent to their wokists. But you buy your entertainment from somebody else. Only in this one area, and it's one of the most important areas in life, one of the greatest questions in life is how are you going to provide yourself with security, you know? One of the most important duties that every man has is to defend his family and his loved ones. But yet it's the one area of life where you are forced to pay for a service, whether you want it or not, whether it's any good or not, and whether or not the people paid actually deliver the service, you're forced at gunpoint to pay for it. And I would submit that that is not protecting and serving the people. That is protecting and serving the politicians who plunder the people and nobody else.
Yeah.
And until that system is gone, we will not have a civilized society.
Yeah, totally agree. And anything else, like what we heard from our last caller, David, is just pure.
And he sounded, I mean, I could hear the emotion in his voice when he talked about what happened. I believe him when he says that he hates what happened down there. But what happened down there was guaranteed by the broken system.
Well, and of course, it's typical that, you know, and I don't disbelieve him when he says he would have done something differently.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of those 19 men that were in that hallway would have done something differently, but every single one of them were doing what they were told.
They submitted to authority, even if they knew that authority was wrong.
Right.
And that's the problem. When you put aside your own morals, your own beliefs, what you know is right, and instead submit to authority, you're on the road to hell.
Yeah. If you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. And it was such a hard conversation to have. It was entertaining and all, but it was hard to have because all David was doing was just sort of spewing this propaganda that he truly believes, right? Like, oh, well, you got to get involved. You don't like the system. Well, it's the system. You've got to go to talk to the city council. You need to be heard. If you don't like your voting choices, you got to run for office. And it's like, we've done all those things, and the system is still the way it's going to be. And the only way it's ever going to change is if there's truly enough people that understand what is fundamentally wrong with it. And there aren't enough people like that because of the constant propaganda of a bunch of cops saying, oh, well, that wouldn't have happened here. Well, how come it happens so often? It's not like this one Texas situation was the one-off. There have been a myriad of situations like this where kids have died and cops just stood around outside, just planning and plotting and then finally executing after hours, in some cases, went by. It reminds me of the old, it's only one bad apple. You know, it's just a few bad apples. But remember the rest of the phrase.
Well, the rest of the phrase is a few bad apples spoil the bunch.
Right.
You know? And that's the advantage of a decentralized situation because...
That we don't have.
That we don't have. If we had a decentralized situation, then you could... hire a company that didn't have those bad apples. And the companies that were made up of bad apples, they would go out of business. And, you know, they say it's just a few bad apples. But I'll tell you what, if apples were killing as many people as the police kill, there would be a congressional investigation into the apple industry.
Maybe chopping down them trees. Let's go to Sam in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the word you were using earlier about subjects. It almost seems like you're a prisoner in their system. And since you're indeed a prisoner in their system, it almost seems like what you're saying about secession makes the most sense in terms of leaving the union to get out of their system. But at the same time, people leave if you even say peacefully leaving, you're calling for violence because they misunderstand the possibility that there could be peace and that the military may not invade.
Well, the reason they consider a call for peaceful secession a call for violence is because they understand how governments react. You know, whether they want to admit it or not, whether our last caller wants to admit what he understands, you know, at some sort of level or not, I think everybody understands that when you don't pay the government gang what they demand, and they can demand whatever they want, whenever you won't pay them, they're going to come after you, and they're going to use some kind of violence against you. And so people know that in the 1800s, when secession was tried previously, violence was employed. And so they just figure the same thing's going to happen again. And, you know, it's a fair presumption to presume the state of violent organization is going to get violent when somebody says, I'm out.
But that does not put the responsibility on the person who says, I'm out. The responsibility remains on the violent thugs who choose. They have a choice. It's like when a woman leaves her husband, he has a choice to just let her go. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to track her down and kill her. Well, by the same token, when a group of people decides to sever their bonds from a government, the government doesn't have to track them down and kill them. The government can just let it slide.
They could. Sam, stand by. I don't know if you have more to say about that. We'll bring it back here. The number is 603-283-6160. And secession is certainly an important step. It's a big step, no doubt about it. I mean, cutting out the federal government from its control over our lives is a huge step in the right direction. But that still leaves us with the state. And they're still terrifying people. They're still ruining people's lives, putting innocent people behind bars. So we've still got a lot more to do.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate, and I'm absolutely livid about that.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott when talking to reporters on Friday regarding the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre. The governor continues with a promise to everyone who lost a loved one in Uvalde.
My expectation is that the law enforcement leaders that are leading the investigations, which includes the Texas Rangers and the FBI, they get to the bottom of every fact.
The U.S. and Taiwan are reportedly planning economic discussions despite warnings from China. Taiwan officials saying the two countries could start talking in a few weeks. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News. The National Rifle Association is holding its national convention in Houston, just about 300 miles from Uvalde. Former President Trump speaking at the convention. At the beginning of this speech, he asked for silence as he read the names of the victims in Uvalde. He added this.
Every time a disturbed or demented person commits such a hideous crime, there's always a grotesque effort by some in our society to use the suffering of others to advance their own extreme political agenda.
The Biden administration is weighing plans to cancel $10,000 of student loan debt per borrower. However, White House officials warn no decision has been finalized. Biden has previously said he's willing to sign legislation canceling student loan debt. Progressives in the Democratic Party, such as AOC, wanting more than $10,000 forgiven. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open here and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can do that over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started right there at the top of the page. Today, Bitcoin lower than $29,000. It's about $28,700 and change for a Bitcoin. And some would say that means it's on sale. Might be a good opportunity to start learning and then eventually maybe get into some crypto. But you do need to learn the basics first. You don't want to go into this blind. So go click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com, and they'll give you the basics there.
What are the other cryptos doing? Are they still tracking?
They tend to track along Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, yep. Or has there been any closing of that gap? Because it seems like at some point people are going to realize that Bitcoin itself, Bitcoin BTC, mm-hmm. is flawed and is fatally flawed. And there are much better currencies out there like Bitcoin Cash that still has the possibility to deliver on the promise of Bitcoin. And the promise of Bitcoin wasn't just to give you a way to get your weed online.
Mm-hmm.
It was to bank the unbanked, to provide financial services for poor people who are getting ripped off by the current banking and monetary system. And Bitcoin, with its fees, I don't think will ever deliver on those promises, but Bitcoin Cash can.
To answer your question, I'm just glancing here at the CoinMarketCap, or in this case, CoinGecko.com, where it's pretty typical that most of the crypto out there is sort of goes along with Bitcoin. As Bitcoin, so goes the rest of the market. There are some outliers that do things differently, but there's never any like consistency to say that, oh, well, whenever Bitcoin goes up, you know, Bitcoin Cash goes down, or the reverse. I mean, so right now, Tron apparently went up in the last 24 hours, but, you know, everything else went down, and, you know, who knows why that is. And I'm not recommending Tron or anything like that. I'm just looking at what happened here in the numbers. What else? Monero apparently has been up in the last week, whereas everything else not so much. And that's, of course, the big privacy coin out there. So you got to do your own research, and the best place to start is to learn the basics. Hit Bitcoin.com, click Get Started right there at the top. Let's go back to Sam. He's in Ohio. Sam, what else did you want to share tonight? I don't know if you got to your point.
I guess I was trying to get to the point of, like, how nobody was talking about decentralization of policing and security. I'm assuming that there's some federal law that says that you're not allowed to do that if you're part of the union.
Well, there's a federal law that says even if you don't want our services and even if you don't receive our services, you still have to pay for our services. And most people, once they've had half their income stolen from them, from the federal government, don't have enough money left to buy security.
Right. I think of how many people live paycheck to paycheck right now, and it's gotten worse, of course.
The two-thirds of America?
To what?
The two-thirds of America that I always hear you talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, of course, those numbers have gotten worse after COVID, and now you see the inflation eating away people's standard of living. It's getting harder than ever to be able to afford anything else. And that's the same thing's true of schooling, right? Like, a lot of people send their kids to government schools, and you ask them, well, why don't you send to a private school? And they'll say, well, I can't afford it because they're already paying. In the case in Keene, New Hampshire, I think it's 70% of the local property taxes goes to the government schools.
So you have to pay for a terrible education and then figure out whether you've got any money left to pay for a good education.
Yeah. Sam, anything else?
It just seems like how many people is it going to take for you to get what you want done with your constitutional amendment?
Oh, you're talking about the secession amendment here in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Well, only 13 of the state reps voted for it, so it's going to take about another...
A lot more of them, I think, supported it. They didn't want to take the risk at the time.
That's true. We don't know how many of them quietly liked the idea but didn't want to take the political, what they considered to be risk of potentially losing their seat in an election. Of course, that's what we're going to find out this year, is how many of the 13 who run for re-election end up getting booted out on the secession issue or not, because you never know why someone votes the way they do, but it'll still be somewhat instructive to see what happens there. But ultimately, we would have needed a couple hundred more of these state representatives to support that. But everything's got to start somewhere, Sam, and I thank you for the call tonight.
And just getting to the point where we've got 20,000 active duty activists in the state of New Hampshire, I think would be a huge step in that direction.
Yeah, I don't even think we're to a quarter of that yet.
No, I don't think so either.
I think that the Free State Project is counting locals as free staters. If you look at their numbers, I've heard them throwing around 5,000 or 6,000, but I'm pretty sure that includes a lot of the locals who've kind of signed on in support. Not to say those folks
and
don't count; they're important.
Yeah, that to me is fine. Where you came from, once you're here, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
You know, once you're here, if you're a libertarian, you're a porcupine, whether you were born here or whether you moved here. We just need more people in the fight.
Yeah.
And more people out there changing hearts and minds.
Yeah. Well, the fact is, last year was a record year for the Free State Project. For the for the listeners that don't know, that's the migratory project for libertarians, encouraging them to move them to New Hampshire. Not that they're paying for the move, but to just encourage people to move here on their own volition. And a record number of people moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Like a significant portion of the actual numbers of all people who migrated to New Hampshire in 2021, like a tenth of them or something, were Free Staters.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people coming in. And 2022 is probably going to top 2021. And obviously, we don't have the numbers yet. We're not even halfway through the year. We haven't even had the Porcupine Freedom Festival yet. That's still to come in the next couple, 3 weeks, I think, from now. Nice. So that's a big exposure. A lot of people come up to New Hampshire. They taste what it's like to be amongst a community of freedom-loving people for an entire week with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And many of them stay. They don't ever go back home. Some go back home, immediately pack up, and make plans to move as soon as possible. So I think we're going to see another huge wave of movers this year. Mark Warden, the Porcupine real estate agent, has said that it's nonstop for them. They constantly have people inquiring and buying homes, and you know, now's the time. I mean, if you've been waiting and you've been wondering, you know, this is a real movement. It's really happening. There really are the largest number of freedom-loving people who are active and doing things to try to change both the system and society, you know, working inside and outside of the system, doing agorism, working in the marketplace, selling things without asking government permission. All of these things are happening here.
Yeah.
In a big way. And when it's happen, when I say they're happening here, there's things like Market Day that happen every single month, I think, in different locations across the state where people gather together and offer whatever products or services they have for sale to the community. And there's just so much happening. There are multiple clubs around the state now, more than I'm even aware of. It used to just be two. It used to be Manchester and Keene. The Keene one shut down several years ago, but now there's one on the seacoast. There's two on the seacoast, and there's others opening up all over the place now, which is amazing.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, even if we lose, I would much rather be here with, you know, at least a significant group of people who understands and who knows what I'm trying to do than be back in Ann Arbor surrounded by liberals who think I hate poor people.
The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live and bring up whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us. Bring up whatever you want in the remaining moments, which are happening now. The number 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by our Free Talk Live supporters, like Libertariat, who is a platinum-level supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind the show, and Libertariat's doing platinum level, which means at least $25 a month. So thank you, Libertariat, for going above and beyond what we request, which is only $5. So thank you for that. You get some cool benefits and some perks. You can go sign up for those.
Perks?
Indeed. all for you over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Libertariat. That's where you can go to learn more and get signed up, as he has done. We go to your calls and thoughts, Joe, in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody.
Hi, Ian. Hi. No, hi, Ian. Hi, Nobody. How you doing?
All right.
Joe,
what's
on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I'm not a great military tactician or anything like that, but why do they shoot tear gas in a classroom?
That's another good question. I mean, that's certainly something they could have done. They could have, I'm sure, broken a window or two or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, they waited until a janitor came and gave them a key so they could then unlock a door and then went in.
Well, they were afraid of damaging school property, I think.
That's...
You know what? I think they might have had these three great strategists. Larry and Curly.
and
that's right. And I hear that they had a warrant for his arrest because he opened up a Bitcoin account.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm making that up.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't send a tank then.
Right.
Hey, the $283,000 tank. And also, okay, let's talk about these cops. One thing, their dress... in bulletproof gear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have shields. They go in a phalanx like Alexander the Great used to do and the Romans used to do. I don't think they could have got hurt or anything like that.
The risk was much lower than the risk to the shooter.
Yeah.
Right.
No such armor.
But, like I said, why didn't anybody shoot your gas? That's
good question.
Basic. Yep. They're all incompetent. They really, the people who are ahead there ought to be fired. They shouldn't get their pension because lives were lost. They were derelict in their duty. They've probably been derelict in their duty all their life there. And I hate to say that, but kids died.
19 of them.
It's horrible. And then cops call you up and try to justify? No. You tell that guy in Tennessee, right? He's an idiot. Because all they had to do, all they had to do is shoot some tear gas in there. And
the guy in Tennessee, I'm not going to go so far as to call him an idiot. He's just ignorant. He's totally bought into the system. It's what paid his paycheck for his entire career. He said he was in it for 30-something or 20-something years. So he's on retirement.
20 years, he said.
It's still paying him.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, and you know what? I used to be like him until I learned the truth. And then I heard you guys talking and stuff like that, and I said, oh, here's my favorite radio show.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to share tonight, Joe?
No, I'm just glad that nobody got out and stuff like that. And
we too. We are too.
Like I said, I hope he gets a good play. Also, when your lawyer defends you, right, there's an episode, Paladin, Season 6, Episode 14. Have him watch that, because what he does, he discredits the court.
What was the show?
Now, you have – what's that?
You said Season 6, Episode 14. What was the show?
Paladin.
Paladin.
Have Gun Will Travel. Yeah, Have Gun Will Travel.
Okay.
He was
a Western, right?
Yeah, the judge made Paladin defend a gunslinger. And Paladin was so eloquent and stuff like that, quoting Shakespeare. He made the court look totally incompetent. He made the sheriff look totally incompetent.
Hmm.
And the town had turned against the sheriff and everybody. So you got a guy who's got a hair up his rear end about you guys for the Bitcoin. You have to make him look incompetent, and you have to make the judges look, the court look incompetent, because you didn't hurt anybody. They're not asking for redress.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be what they take most seriously, is if you don't harm anybody, they want you in prison.
Yeah, right, because if you're a pacifist and you won't defend yourself, then they come after you.
Yeah, well, remember, we covered a story, I don't know, last night or two nights ago, about a police chief of the union in Boston who's going to prison for 13 years on 22 counts of child rape.
Oh, yeah.
13
I read about that.
Years. But Ross Ulbricht is in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years for running a website.
And that's less than a year per child.
Yeah, that's right.
They really gave him a deal.
No, remember, they actually charged him with 33.
Wow.
And they plead down to 22. Go ahead.
Well, let's hope the inmates deal out justice.
Thank you for the call tonight, Joe. What will usually happen in those circumstances is they put him in protective custody. But I thank you for the call. Because they're still going to do him favors, even when he's on the inside.
Yep. Yeah. What? He's one of their own.
Now remember, they kept him not only employed when they knew in the 1990s what he was doing, and they had evidence for it.
They
in the
knew
1990s.
He was doing it. Wow.
Yeah. Yep, they had enough evidence internally, but they claim they couldn't do anything about it because they didn't have enough evidence to get a conviction or something like that. So the word was on this. Must
Did
have been
they
on
fire
this.
Him.
No, he continued working and then was elected to the police union chief position.
Wow.
So his own co-workers, or whoever the hell elects police union chiefs, I presume that's the
it's gotta
union
be
members,
co-workers.
Right? They elected him. And you know they must have heard rumors about him, right? They must have heard that this guy was touching kids.
Wow.
So
that's
really
crazy.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah, I was like Joe Biden touching kids on camera.
Sure. Well, he's untouchable.
And
he knows it.
It's too bad for the kids. They weren't.
Yeah.
Sarah's
on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. I found that we have an electric bicycle tour group here. So if you guys want to come out and visit Albuquerque, I guess they there's things for
to take
you guys
an electric bike ride.
Yeah.
That's your big tourism approach.
So here's
I think
here's
it was
a
by
question
old
for
town.
You. Sarah, so he's got a question for you. Sarah,
I
got a question for you, Sarah. You're big on taxation. These kids that were murdered down in Texas, 19 children murdered. The police showed up at the school, and instead of going inside and putting a stop to it, they spent their time tackling and tasing parents who were trying to go in unarmed to tear the gunman apart with their bare hands. So my question for you is, when the government has prevented, has stood by while your children are being murdered and prevented you from helping them, should you still have to pay taxes?
Well, I mean, you don't have much choice. I mean, it's
but should you have to? I'm not saying will the state do violence against you if you don't. I'm saying should they? Is there do they have a moral right to brutalize these people for not paying taxes now that they have prevented them from saving their own children's lives?
You should pay taxes, you know, even if they make a lot of mistakes. If one of the parents got killed, that would have been a bigger liability.
No, Sarah,
no,
it would not.
There's no liability for the police.
That's
if
the whole
somebody
point.
Gets killed.
If you actually listen to the show, Sarah, then you would know that was the overarching message of the show tonight, is that the police have no liability. They will use that excuse, but it's not actually true. Of course, you know, the police are allowed to lie to you, so yeah. Of course they'll lie to you.
So basically, the police don't have to provide you with a service. You don't have to want their service, but yet you still have to pay for their service. So I'm trying to understand the moral justification for forcing somebody to pay for a service they don't want and didn't receive.
They'll never get it. You'll never get a moral justification for that. I think Sarah's answer, though, the first answer, was closer, or the most honest answer compared to the cop that called in earlier, where she, what did she say, like, well, you pretty much have to, or something like that, the first answer. That's pretty honest, right? Like, yeah, she understands. You've got to. They're going to hurt you if you don't pay, because it's a criminal enterprise. And I realize some of them believe they're good people and do try to actually help people. There are some cops who will actually try to help somebody in need. They do exist, but they're just not obligated to. And if those parents had gone into that school and one of them had gotten shot or two of them had gotten shot, they would not have been able to sue the cops for anything. The cops have no liability.
But they would have been happier than they would have with their children.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.